Chapter 59. At 4:10, after another effusion. She knew best, you see, sir. I started directly, by the rector's orders. Apostrophe, sequel, 15 months have passed, and we are brought on to Midsummer Night, 1867. The picture presented is the interior of the old belfry of Carriford Church, at 10 o'clock in the evening. Six Carriford men and one stranger are gathered there, beneath the light of a flaring candle stuck on a piece of wood against the wall. The six Carriford men are the well-known ringers of the fine-toned old bells in the key of F, which have been music to the ears of Carriford Parish and the outlying districts for the last 400 years. The stranger is an assistant, who has appeared from nobody knows where. The six natives in their shirt sleeves, and without hats, pull and catch frantically at the dancing bell ropes, the locks of their hair waving in the breeze created by their quick motions. The stranger, who has the treble bell, does likewise, but in his right mind and coat. Their ever-changing shadows mingle on the wall in an endless variety of kaleidoscopic forms, and the eyes of all the seven are religiously fixed on a diagram like a large addition sum, which is chalked on the floor. Vividly contrasting with the yellow light of the candle upon the four unplastered walls of the tower, and upon the faces and clothes of the men, is the scene discernible through the screen beneath the tower archway. At the extremity of the long mysterious avenue of the nave and chancel can be seen shafts of moonlight streaming in at the east window of the church, blue, phosphoric, and ghostly. A thorough renovation of the bell-ringing machinery and accessories had taken place in anticipation of an interesting event. New ropes had been provided. Every bell had been carefully shifted from its carriage, and the pivots lubricated. Bright red sallies of woolen texture soft to the hands, and easily caught glowed on the ropes in place of the old ragged knots, all of which newness in small details only rendered more evident the irrepressible aspect of age in the mass surrounding them. The triple bob major was ended, and the ringers wiped their faces, and rolled down their shirt sleeves, previously to tucking away the ropes, and leaving the place for the night. Pip HHH. A good 40 minutes, apostrophe said a man with a streaming face, and blowing out his breath, one of the pair who had taken the tenor bell. Our friend here pulled proper well, that I did, seeing he's but a stranger, apostrophe said Clerk Cricket, who had just resigned the second rope, and addressing the man in the black coat. I did, apostrophe said the rest. I enjoyed it much, apostrophe said the man modestly. What we should have done without the words can't tell. The man that belong by rights to that there bell is ill 2 gallons o' wold cider. Apostrophe, apostrophe, and now so's, apostrophe remarked the fifth ringer, as pertaining to the last illusion, we'll finish this drop o' metheglin and cider, and every man home along straight as a line. Apostrophe, apostrophe, why all my heart, apostrophe Clerk Cricket replied. And the Lord send, if I hadn't done my duty by Master Teddy Springrove, that I have so. Apostrophe, apostrophe, and the rest o' us, apostrophe they said, as the cup was handed round. A in Ringin, but I was spaken in a spiritual sense o' this morning's business o' mine up by the chancel rails there. 'Twas very convenient to lug her here, and marry her instead o' Dean at that twopenny halfpenny town o' Bud. Very convenient. Apostrophe, very. There was a little fee for Master Cricket. Apostrophe, ah well. Money's money very much so very, I always have said it. But 'twas a pretty sight for the nation. He colored up like any maid, that a did. Apostrophe, apostrophe, well enough amid color up. 'Tis no small matter for a man to play wi-fire. Apostrophe, apostrophe, whatever it may be to a woman, apostrophe said the clerk absently. Thou'rt thinking o' thy wife, clerk, apostrophe said Gad Weedy. She'll play wi' it again when thou'st got mildewed. Apostrophe, apostrophe, well let her, God bless her, for I'm but a poor third man, one. The Lord have mercy upon the fourth. Teddy's got his own at last. what little white ears that made have, to be sure. Choose your wife as you choose your pig, a small ear and a small tail. That was always my joke, when I was a merry feller, I years are gone now. But Teddy's got her. Poor chap, he was jettin' as thin as a hermit, why grief, so was she. Apostrophe, apostrophe, maybe she'll pick up now. Apostrophe, apostrophe, truth is nature's law, which no man shall gainsay. Ah, well do I bear in mind, what I said to Passanronum, about thy mother's family. 07, gad, the very first week of his comin' here, when I was just in my prime. And how many daughters has that poor weedy got, clerk, he says. Ix, sir, says I, and every one of them has a brother. Poor woman, says he, a dozen children. Give her this half-sovereign from me, clerk. I laughed a good 5 minutes afterwards, when he found out my merry nater a-did. But there, 'tis over why me now. Enterin' the church is the ruin of a man's wit, for wit's nothin' without a faint shatter o' sin. Apostrophe, apostrophe, if so be Teddy and the lady had been kept apart for life, they'd both ha' died, apostrophe said Gad emphatically. But now instead o' death there'll be increase o' life, apostrophe answered the clerk. It all went proper well, apostrophe said the fifth bell ringer. They didn't flee off to Babylonish places, not they. Apostrophe, apostrophe, he struck up an attitude, here's Master Springrove standin' so. Here's the married woman standin' likewise. Here they'd walk across to Knapwater House, and there they'd bide in the chimney corner, hard and fast. Apostrophe, apostrophe, yes, 'twas a pretty weddin', and well attended, apostrophe added the clerk. Here was my lady herself red as scarlet. Here was Master Springrove, looking as if he half wished he'd never a come. Ah, poor souls, the men always do. The women do stand at best, the maid was in her glory. Though she was so shy, the glory shone plain through that shy skin. Ah, it did so's. Apostrophe, a, apostrophe said Gad, and there was Tim Tankins and his 5 journeyman carpenters, standin' on tiptoe and peepin' in at the chancel winders. There was Dairyman Dodman waitin' in his new spring cart to see him come out whippin' and that a was. Then up comes 2 master tailors. Then there was Christopher and why his pickaxe and shovel. There was women folk and there was men folk traipsin' up and down churchyard till they wore a pathway traipsin' so lettin' the squallin' children slip down through their arms and nearly skinnin' O.M. And these were all over and above the gentry and Sunday clothes folk inside. Well, I seed Mr. Gray at last dressed up quite the dand. L, Mr. Gray, says I from the top o' churchyard wall, how's yourself? Mr. Gray never spoke, he'd prided away his hearin'. Sees the man, I didn't want then to spack. Teddy hears it, and turns round. LL right, gad, says he, and laughed like a boy. There's more in Teddy. Apostrophe, well, apostrophe said Clerk Cricket, turning to the man in black, now you've been among us so long, and know us so well, won't ye tell us, what ye have come here for, and what your trade is? Apostrophe, apostrophe, I am no trade, apostrophe said the thin man, smiling, and I came to see the wickedness of the land. Apostrophe, apostrophe, I said thou wast one o' the devil's brood, why thy black clothes, apostrophe replied a sturdy ringer, who had not spoken before. No, the truth is, apostrophe said the thin man, retracting at this horrible translation, I came for a walk, because it is a fine evening. Apostrophe, apostrophe, now let's be off, neighbors, apostrophe the clerk interrupted. The candle was inverted in the socket, and the whole party stepped out into the churchyard. The moon was shining within a day or two of full, and just overlooked the 3 or 4 vast yews that stood on the southeast side of the church, and rose in unvaried and flat darkness against the illuminated atmosphere behind them. Good night, apostrophe the clerk said to his comrades, when the door was locked. My nearest way is through the park. Apostrophe, I suppose mine is too? Apostrophe, apostrophe said the stranger. I am going to the railway station. Apostrophe, apostrophe, of course come on. apostrophe apostrophe, the two men went over a stile to the west, the remainder of the party going into the road on the opposite side. And so the romance has ended well, apostrophe the clerk's companion remarked, as they brushed along through the grass. But what is the truth of the story about the property? Apostrophe apostrophe, now look here, neighbor, apostrophe said Clerk Cricket, if so be you'll tell me what your line o' life is, and your purpose in coming here today, I'll tell you the truth about the wedding particulars. Apostrophe apostrophe, very well I will when you have done, apostrophe said the other man. Tis a bargain, and this is the right o' the story. When Miss Altcliffe's will was opened, it was found to have been drawn up on the very day that Manston, her love child, married Miss Cytherea Gray. And this is what that deep woman did. Deep? She was as deep as the North Star. She bequeathed all her property, real and personal, to the wife of Aeneas Manston, with one exception, Colin Phelan, her life to her husband. Phelan his life to the heirs of his head body, I would say. Phelan them to her absolutely and her heirs forever. Phelan these to pass and run them, and so on to the end of the human race. Now do you see the depth of her scheme? Why, although upon the surface it appeared her whole property was for Miss Cytherea, by the word I've being used, and not Cytherea's name, whoever was the wife o' Manston would come in for it. Wasn't that real depth? It was done, of course, that her son Aeneas, under any circumstances, should be master o' the property, without folk knowing it was her son or suspecting anything, as they would, if it had been left to end straightway. Apostrophe apostrophe, a clever arrangement. And what was the exception? Apostrophe, the payment of a legacy to her relative, Passenronum. Apostrophe apostrophe, and Miss Cytherea was now Manston's widow and only relative, and inherited all absolutely. Apostrophe apostrophe, true, she did. L, says she, I shan't have it. She didn't like the notion o' jetting anything through Manston, naturally enough, pretty dear. She waved her right in favor o' Mr. Ronham. Now, if there's a man in the world that care nothing about land, I don't say there is, but if there is, tis our passin. He's like a snail. He's a groat so to the shape o' that there rectory that a wolden thing go leaven it even in name. Tis yours, Miss Gray, says he. Oh, tis yours, says she. Tis mine, says he. The crown had cast his eyes upon the case, thinking no forfeiture by felony, but 'twas no such thing, and adjied it up too. Did you ever hear such a tale? Three people, a man and a woman, and a crown neither o'em in a madhouse flinging an estate backwards and forwards like an apple or nut. Well, it ended in this way. Mr. Ronham took it. Young Springrove was, had as agent and steward, and put to live in Knapwater House, close here at hand, just as if 'twas his own. He does just what he'd like Mr. Ronham never interferin', and hither today he's brought his new wife, Cytherea. And a settlement ha' been drawn up this very day, whereby their children, heirs, etc., be to inherit after Mr. Ronham's death. Good fortune came at last. Her brother too, is Dean Well. He came in first man in some architectural competition, and is about to move to London. Here's the house, look. Step out from these bushes, and you'll get a clear sight out. Apostrophe apostrophe, they emerged from the shrubbery, breaking off towards the lake, and down the south slope. When they arrived exactly opposite the center of the mansion, they halted. It was a magnificent picture of the English country house. The whole of the severe regular front, with its columns and cornices, was built of a white smoothly faced freestone, which appeared in the rays of the moon as pure as Pentelic marble. The sole objects in the scene rivaling the fairness of the facade were a dozen swans floating upon the lake. At this moment the central door at the top of the steps was opened, and two figures advanced into the light. Two contrasting figures were they. A young lithe woman in an airy fairy dress, Cytherea Springrove. A young man in black stereotype, Raymond Edward, her husband. They stood at the top of the steps together, looking at the moon, the water, and the general loveliness of the prospect. That's the married man and wife there. I've illustrated my story by real live and specimens, apostrophe the clerk whispered. To be sure, how close together they do stand. You couldn't slip a penny piece between them that you couldn't. Beautiful to see it, isn't it beautiful, ... but this is a private path, and we won't let them see us, as all the ringers begin there to a supper and dance tomorrow night. ... The speaker and his companion softly moved on, passed through the wicket, and into the coach road. Arrived at the clerk's house at the further boundary of the park, they paused to part. Now for your half o' the bargain, ... said Clerk Cricket. What's your line o' life, and what do you come here for? ... I'm the reporter to the Casterbridge Chronicle, and I come to pick up the news. Good night. Meanwhile Edward and Cytherea, after lingering on the steps for several minutes, slowly descended the slope to the lake. The skiff was lying alongside. Oh, Edward, said Cytherea, you must do something that has just come into my head. Well, dearest, I know. Yes, give me one half minute's row on the lake here now, just as you did on Budmouth Bay 3 years ago. He handed her into the boat, and almost noiselessly pulled off from shore. When they were halfway between the two margins of the lake, he paused and looked at her. Ah, darling, I remember exactly how I kissed you that first time, said Springrove. You were there as you are now. I unshipped the skulls in this way. Then I turned round, and sat beside you in this Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.